Entrepreneur certain that Evanston could use another barber shop. It's the Flipside Radio News. This is Burlap Rogers reporting. Jack Earl, soon to be Kellogg graduate and Chicago native, has begun drawing up plans for a, quote, charming small-town style barbershop in downtown Evanston, wowing elderly relatives with phrases like low overhead, quick returns, and I love you, Grandma. Although Earl's crude capital campaign poster boards were not made available to the press, the Flipside was invited to Earl's most recent fundraiser, a high-powered conference conveniently held in his parents' garage.
Okay, welcome, welcome. Please be seated. Dad, would you please bring our guests some refreshments? There should be PBR in the fridge. Okay, now, what was I saying? Oh, right. Money. I need it. Guys, let me just tell you, this is a solid freaking investment. Even in a recession, people still need haircuts. You should know, sir. You could really use one yourself. Yes. Question.
Do you have the experience needed to operate a barbershop yourself?
Good question. No. I have never cut a lock of hair in my life, but I plan to hire a stylist from one of three Evanston barbershops that went out of business last month. And I need to remind you that these bankruptcies prove there is an opening in the haircutting field.
Do you have a long-term business plan, or is this just a thinly veiled attempt to keep suckling at your parents' money teat for another 4 years?
Excellent question again, my good man. If the business starts to falter, I will raise the necessary funds to transform the property into a trendy sandwich shop. Evanston could use more of those, too.
Convinced that Earl was nothing more than a well-meaning airhead, I left the conference so that the 2.1 GPA alumnus could fundraise in peace. For the Flipside Radio News, I'm Burl...
Sir, could you please take that outside? I'm trying to conduct business in here.
Oh, sorry. For the Flipside Radio News, I'm Burlap Rogers.